Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why. Yeah,
yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth back on the show. Diana is a great member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow and director of Economics 21, which is part of the Manhattan Institute's organization. She's the author of a number of books, including Regulating to Disaster, How Green Jobs Policies Are Damaging America's Economy, and Women's Figures, an Illustrated Guide to the Economic Progress of Women in America. She's one of America's great economists, and I'm glad to say she's our friend. Diana Furchgott-Roth, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Diana. I want to get to some politics first, and I want you to report on what happened yesterday in the Senate.
Well, yesterday, the minimum wage bill, the bill to raise the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 an hour, was defeated, although on a procedural vote. Although Senator Tom Harkin, the bill's sponsor, says that it is going to be back again and he is going to try again. This is really a travesty, Jim. You know, on Monday, there was this columnist, Annie Lowry of the New York Times. She had an article. She had an article saying that most of the jobs that have been created over the past few years have been low-wage jobs.
Right.
So she's looked at the data, and her analysis of the data came from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It was correct. So what did she say she wanted to do? Raise the minimum wage. So that's going to make all these jobs disappear.
That's right.
It's really amazing to the extent to which people want to prevent low-skill workers and teens in the economy from getting a job. It should not be allowed.
The minimum wage, in my opinion, Diana, we shouldn't even have a national minimum wage.
Exactly.
There shouldn't be a minimum wage anywhere. In my opinion,
right.
Diana, it should be what the market will bear.
Well, exactly, but
right?
You know, but in general, it's
because see, many people, Diana, many people think that the minimum wage was created for some good benevolent reason. The minimum wage was created to protect northern textile mills from southern textile mills' low wages. It was a political thing all along. It was never to pay poor people more money.
Right.
And it still isn't.
Yes. No, that's very true. And it's, by the way, the senators and congressmen on the coast in New York and California, whose states have raised their minimum wages by themselves, they want to impose it on the rest of the country so as to make the rest of the country less competitive. Because right now, you want a low-wage environment. There are states you can go. But these New Yorkers and Californians and people from Illinois, they are not happy with this. They want to make everyone share the misery.
Well, those people don't just want minimum wage. They want what they call a living wage. Which is, folks, this is a living wage. The concept of a living wage is one step away from communism, as far as I'm concerned, Diana.
Right, it is. Yes, exactly.
Where the state decides what you're going to make.
Right. Yes, exactly. And those can be up to around $15 an hour. And that's one reason, by the way, that federal transportation projects are so expensive. They have project labor agreements that focus on living wage.
Right.
And they talk about high road contracting. The high road contracting is high wages.
Well, there are two facts that we have to enter into evidence here, Diana. Number one, raising minimum wage, the people who propose raising minimum wage, they're not trying to help people who don't make who have low wage jobs. They're trying to curry favor with the unions because most union contracts are based on minimum wage. That's the foundation for their increases. So they raise minimum wage, unions get a raise. That's one thing. The other thing is it's never been about anything but politics. The proponents of minimum wage want to use minimum wage as a hammer against people who are conservative economic thinkers who don't like minimum wage, typically the Republicans. They want to use that as a hammer, as a weapon against them. It's never, ever about helping low-income, low-wage people.
You are so right. And there's this new book that's been getting headlines by Thomas Piketty called Capital. And in that book, he completely represents who gave the minimum wage increases. He said George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush did not raise the minimum wage, and Clinton and Barack Obama did. That's completely untrue.
All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Diana Fritschgott-Roth. She's going to give us a report on how the economy is doing in 2014. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.